This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, so pleased to meet you guys again.
Ah.
Did you like that?
10 points.
We're off to a flyer.
Straight off the mark. See?
Great.
Well, so pleased to meet you again, Chris, because I have met you before at Black Stump, but yes. These other members of the group, I have not.
Hello.
Please introduce yourself. Feel free.
My name's Dan.
Dan's got some serious bling on today.
Yeah, scratching the table. That's how low it was.
Gotta look good for radio.
That's how low it was.
Yeah, I play drums in the band.
Cool.
Yeah, Dan, there you go.
Hi, I'm Marcus.
And that's it.
Do you want me to say some more?
If you like.
Hi.
What do you do?
What do I do? I play the guitar with these guys.
Your hair is very striking, Marcus.
Isn't it?
It's very, literally very striking. I feel like you could stab me if you were a little bit closer.
Should I give props to my hairdresser and maybe give her a promotion?
For sure, if you like.
You need a permit for that. Needs to be over 14.
No, but the hair is very, it's very band hair.
Band hair or bad hair?
Band. Sometimes both. The two can mesh together. But no, it's not bad. It's band.
Band.
All right.
That N is very important.
Band boy.
Chris, I must admit, I have been thinking about you in the last couple of months.
Really?
Yeah, I have. Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because when we last spoke,
yes.
It seemed that there was a big influence of Michael Jackson.
Fully.
And
absolutely.
You. And I was like, oh.
Yep.
I wonder how Chris is from Planet the Stereos.
Thank you for thinking of me. I actually got stacks of messages that morning.
Did you?
Yeah,
I really bet you did.
And my brother too. We got lots of messages. Yeah, he's just, amazing.
Are you a bit Devo?
Well, I am, but I guess he stopped delivering music a while back, so nothing's changed yet, you know.
Okay, you still got the music.
Still playing the songs just as much.
Yep. What is your favourite Michael Jackson song?
What's my favourite?
Or one that just kind of gets you up.
I really like Man in the Mirror.
Yeah.
A whole lot.
How good is that in terms of the choir building up at the end? Gotta work with me. Sorry.
Choirs is where it's at.
Yeah.
And I like Human Nature too.
Right.
The song, yeah.
Oh, okay. Not the, I was like, man, okay, that's a bit of a difference from Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Do you guys think you'd ever put a choir in your group?
Yes.
Why not?
It's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is it?
Yes.
We've talked about that.
Oh. Now, lots of EPs you guys have had, but is there an album on the horizon?
We have actually been working on one. We've recorded lots of songs, and they sound good. It's been a while, though, so we've been sort of redoing things, but we definitely have one that we'd like you to hear one day.
Very good. Did you guys recently go to Canada?
We did, not that recently, but we spent 2 months there and lived in a house and recorded.
And what was that experience like?
It was great. Yeah. It's in the woods, the squirrels.
Squirrels and woods.
Yeah, lots of squirrels.
When you drum and record, you got to do those separate, don't you, on a separate track?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you got to do everything separate, don't you?
Kind of do drums first.
Yeah, we did it separate, everything separate. Yeah.
Why do they do drums first? I've always wondered.
It's kind of like the, I don't know.
It's the bed. It's the foundations.
Yeah, it's the backbone. Yeah.
We worked Dan pretty hard.
Dan's our everything. I think Dan lost about 10 kilograms in that.
Really?
Recording session.
Possibly. And then when I stopped, gained 10 kilograms.
How many takes do you reckon you have to do on each track?
The way they did it over there, I was doing probably 4 hours a song.
Yeah.
You did, probably, I think, 2 weeks of just drum tracking, didn't you?
We were working with some, the American producer guy, and he was very pop and polished and American.
Pop and
so he worked all our roughages out of us.
Yeah. Right.
We weren't playing like a machine, a robot.
But since we've tried to get our roughages back.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, so you didn't really appreciate the roughages being taken out a bit.
At the time, we just went with it, but we're trying to get them back now.
Yeah.
You don't want a completely polished hardwood floor. You want a little bit of wear on it.
That's
character. Definitely we try and bring an energy, like a momentum energy, you know, like movement, and also a little bit of fantasy.
A little bit of...
That's the Michael Jackson in it.
How do you
and
feel,
the Disney.
How do you feel fantasy in your songs?
That's the mystery.
It just happens sometimes.
If you feel like you're somewhere else than where you are, then that's what we're trying to do.
Very good. I remember speaking to you guys at Black Stump about, you know, the dancing and the special... There was a special thing that Mitch would play on his piano and you called it... Named it after something from the Shire.
Well done. Well, named it the... Dan will think this is funny. We called it the Carmen's Sound.
Yeah.
Because there's a nightclub in the Shire that's just where you go to dance. It's a good night out to dance. And so we definitely have Carmen's in our songs.
Have you added any extra sounds to your songs lately in shows?
Yep. I know there's a glockenspiel in there.
Really?
There's a bit of group singing. We're definitely about group singing lately.
That's the choir beginning.
Yeah.
But soon it'll turn to...
There's three people at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's only three-piece harmony? But there's five in the group.
Once we get more friends.
It's going to grow.
Could you do the five-piece harmony, do you think?
Five-piece harmony.
Wow.
Yeah, gosh.
Yeah.
You look a bit... Marcus, you're a bit... Ooh. Do you, I take it you're not one of the singers in the group?
No.
But from that look?
No, I'm not. And that's the benefit everyone else.
No.
Gosh.
Nah, come on, man.
Okay.
No.
All right. I'll be singing from now on.
Okay. He's taking up the challenge.
Lock it in.
It's now a four-piece harmony.
That was easy.
You guys toured with Nolsey in April. Was that right?
Fully.
How was that?
It was such a fun week. It was just a solid week every night, different town in Victoria, and it was so fun.
Lots of driving.
Lots of time in a Tarago.
That's good.
Spending a lot of time in a Tarago, do you guys have ways to keep yourselves amused while spending lots of time?
Definitely.
Like special games between the two? The group?
Oh, well, there's iPods and laptops with DVDs so we can all watch.
Okay. Definitely watch. Zinger, our bass player, is the director of filming, watching.
Some movies, TV
episodes. He runs the show.
Right.
Mm.
So he'll start charging, I reckon, soon to watch his DVDs. But we also have Rubik's Cubes.
Oh, yeah. Anyone good at them?
Yeah. Mitch and Chris and are incredible.
Actually, that tour I got my record.
Really?
Yeah, 1:19.
That is really good.
Yeah.
Though, it's quick, man.
Though I have heard that, you know, there's kind of boy geniuses out there who can do it like in 7 seconds.
Yeah, eight's the record, I think.
What is that? Like, that's ridiculous.
We'll forget about
it. Can your hands even move that fast?
It's silly. I don't get it.
Mm. 1 minute? Oh, wow. That's pretty...
Tell you what we did play, but. Marble Madness.
Marble Madness.
What is Marble
Remember
Madness?
That game?
No, I don't.
It's an old Nintendo game.
Okay.
And it was on my laptop.
NES.
My brother actually gave me all these old school vintage games. So
okay,
Chris and I were battling out. We were marbles and we were smashing each other.
And I will admit that Dan wins.
Only by a little.
A little bit.
Is it a team building experience, do you think?
Not this game.
It probably brings a lot of separation.
Yeah. I think we played better the nights we didn't play Marble.
Right, I see. Yeah. Now, where is this new album? What's the direction of this new album? Is there anything you guys are trying to get out of your music or...?
Well, I guess the reason it sort of takes a long time of trying to work out how to do it, like how to put it out, is because when we're recording... all our hearts are really at getting it to everyone, like the people like sort of unchurched and out of the scene. So we just want to make it really accessible and available to everyone. So the songs on our record are definitely aimed at like people at Carmen's.
Yeah.
That are spending the nights out there and things like that. So we're just trying to get the album together to be accessible to them somehow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And themes that run through that? Are they Christian themes?
Yeah. Well, they're more... just sort of challenging themes, and they sort of offer a bit of an answer, like a bit of hope and things, but more just to make people question. Like the best response ever, we have a friend who came and saw us. She'd probably just been about to go to Cummins, actually. And there was this one song that we had called Tonight, and she said that she hates it because it makes her feel uncomfortable.
No. Oh.
Yeah, not that I love making people uncomfortable.
Hey, everybody.
but she loves it too because, that's the kind of impact, I guess, just a challenge. How people are doing things these days.
And what's the big question in that song in particular?
Pretty much how guys treat girls.
Mm.
Yeah. There's a bit of that in the record.
Isotonic pop rock. That was a description of your music.
Whoa.
On Facebook. Do you agree? Disagree?
That's... I'm going to blame that on Mitch. Yeah. And he just bailed. I don't get it. Do you get it?
Isotonic.
Well, isotonic's that kind of like drink you take after you work out and stuff like that, and doesn't have like little electrodes in it and stuff like that.
Maybe it's the
electrolytes. Are they the same thing or is it different?
Yeah, electrolytes. That's what
I'm
trying
to say. It's
like a Powerade. And it hydrates you.
Yeah.
I think we hydrate.
Maybe it's like the energy thing. Bring that back.
Mitch does love Powerade.
Does he?
So it's probably, he just read it off a bottle as he's probably typing it in.
He enjoys more how Powerade works than the taste, I think.
We definitely have the elements to keep you on top, you know, same as Powerade, so.
Very good.
I get it now.
Very good, Chris.
Yeah, just worked that out.
You mentioned just before talking about how your songs offer, I suppose, a glimpse of hope. You know, our name is Hope. So I suppose the
question... Got you back with the pun thing.
Yeah, thank
See?
You. So the question is, what do you think gives you guys hope?
Good question.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is. I think it's something that's going to ring true to a lot of people, whether they realise it or not. Hope is a very universal thing that people, I guess, need and crave, whether they really realise that or not. Mm. And there's been a lot of things, I guess, over the last decade where people are probably searching a little more for, I guess, for answers and looking to different things and looking for a little more hope in this world, which is, you know, from things going on over in, you know, from the Middle East to even just stuff that's happening in your own backyard. And people, I think there's a lot more people questioning life out there, and a lot of people don't have the answers that we as Christians know and, you know, have really got seated in our hearts. If you're ever say advertising something as a company, you seem to you want to have a voice, and you usually go for a person, you'd usually probably use a celebrity or something like that, because they usually have a voice that's out there that people will listen to. And that's kind of, I guess, where we want to have that kind of a voice too. We want to have a voice that people are going to listen to. The whole name, I guess, Planet of the Stereos, is really, really about that as well. Like, the voices that people listen to in the world is not really, you know, I guess, is really probably the media. People listen to their stereos and who's on there. That's the people they're influenced by. People listen to their TVs and the people they see on there. And I guess a lot of people find hope in what people are trying to say out of that. And what we want to deliver, I guess, is, you know, a voice of hope. We're not necessarily out there bashing with a Bible. We're not trying to be a Christian band in the essence of a you know, genreizing. Is that a word?
Let's use it.
It sure is now.
Yeah.
Genreizing.
We've been getting into genreizing.
Yeah, genreizing.
John.
Yeah. So we really believe in actually wanting to put you know, our voices out there and making something a little more hope and a positive sort of thing that's going to be out there for people to listen to, because there's a lot of negative or just mundane influence that you would hear on the media.
Actually, that is one question I didn't ask you when I caught up with you guys at Black Stump, was how did you actually get the name of Planet of the Stereos? And is that, would you say that's the answer? Or how did it come about? Like, how did you actually nut that out?
Well, we used to have a heaps simpler name, I guess. It was called The View.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And we were down with that, just made sense. But we had to change it. Similar reason you guys had to change your name from...
Someone had it.
From the other word.
The other one.
So, yeah, so we had to change it, and we sort of didn't want to, but... So I guess we were sort of thinking about just having something that's completely different. So instead of really short, it's really long. but actually took the name from one of my favourite albums by a band called Lotel.
Oh, they're good. Cool band.
I love Lotel. And their first record was called Planet of the Stereos. And just felt good. And Marcus probably just pulled out the best explanation of it ever.
Yeah.
So now it's locked in.
Is there a move that you would say is Planet of the Stereos?
Well, we all have our own... I think we all have very different characters as people and on stage. And I think everyone's got their thing. I'm gonna call some dance moves. Like Marcus is definitely, Marcus has got the the bend over backwards.
Oh.
Which you, as if you don't know about it.
Is that a metaphor?
Everyone knows about it. Nah, he just bends over backwards.
For the band.
That spikiest part of his hair at the back there actually touches the ground.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a secret.
That's mad.
I don't know how you do it.
Mitch is a scientist, and I reckon he dances like a scientist.
You're right.
On his keyboards, he looks like a little bit like a mad, like he's creating something you've never seen before.
Is it in the eyes as well?
Yeah.
Oh, there's definitely a gaze there. It's it's locked in.
Zinger, our bass player, has like a swag.
Oh, where does he? Yeah, where does he hold the bass?
Really low. Yeah. Oh. And he's a tall man.
Yeah. He's old school.
If I put his bass guitar strap on, the bass hits the floor. Fully. And Dan just turns into an animal on the drums.
I did a Muppet quiz on Facebook and I was the animal.
Oh.
Obviously.
So I was heaps stoked with that.
Yeah, well, actually, I've got a quiz that I was going to do with you guys, and one of the questions I always ask is what Muppet character you would
just
be.
Just answered it.
So, yeah, animal. Yeah. What about you?
Oh, I don't really know. I've always loved Kermit, but, I mean, that's just
you can
the one
it.
That everyone...
You can totally be Kermit.
Yeah, I mean,
it, bro.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know why. Just thought of him straight away.
Cool.
I want to be the chef guy with this.
Oh, my goodness.
He's me.
Funny.
Please.
Can anyone be Bleaker?
Mitch.
Yeah, if he's a scientist, may as well. Oh, no, he could be the scientist.
He could be the scientist.
But he's not kind of round and doesn't have glasses.
And
so.
He's not green.
And gigs for you guys? Got any? I think you've got a few coming up in August, don't you?
Yeah, it's like a tour. We call it the Pleased to Meet You Tour.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and you can actually listen to a new recording of Pleased to Meet You on our MySpace.
Very good.
Just for the tour.
MySpace.com/Planet of the Stereos.
Yeah.
What's one gig that we should get along to in August in Sydney?
If you are all ages.
I am all ages. Oh.
There's an all ages at the Underground, which rocks it in cool. Padstow, and that's on the
15th of August.
Cool.
And
if you're of one age.
And if you're of one age over 18, you can come to Notes in Newtown.
Oh, that's with Plagiarize.
With Plagiarize. And that's a trendy place.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a good night of music.
It's going to be nice.
Guys, it's been so wonderful to have you guys drop by, and all the best with the new album. Cannot wait to hear it.
Thank you.
Neither.
But thanks for having us.
It's wonderful to have you guys in the studio.
It's great.
Thanks, Aaron.
Your full name.
Daniel G. Hunt. Graham.
last film you saw?
The G is for Graham.
What was the last film you saw?
Last film I saw, 300. Mm. Crazy violence, but it was good to see.
What are you most afraid of?
Most afraid of? I don't like getting drowned.
Okay.
And spiders.
Beef or chicken?
Ooh. Beef.
If you could be any movie character, who would you be?
Movie character? Brad Pitt.
Favourite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Prefer summer or winter?
Winter.
What colour is your bedroom carpet?
Oh, it's a lot of colours.
Not from things spilt, I hope.
No, probably, but brown and, yeah, 80s colour.
Ah, retro. What time do you usually go to bed?
Oh, gee, probably between 12 and 1.
Last person you went to dinner with?
Dinner. My mum.
Dream car?
Dream car. A Holden Special station wagon.
Worst habit?
Worst habit. Wow. Stumped me.
And it's the last question, so you can have a little bit more time to... we got to answer the last question. Come on, tell us your worst habit.
Maybe it is picking my teeth.
Gotcha.
Very good. Dan from Planet of the Stereos, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well done.
Full name?
Marcus Ross Beaumont.
Last film you saw?
7 Pounds.
What are you most afraid of?
I hate the water, so drowning.
If you could be any movie character, who would you be?
It's probably cliche, but I love William Wallace.
Worst habit?
My wife hates it when I do this thing where I suck air through my teeth.
Oh.
I don't know why I
demonstrate?
Do it. I don't know what it
is. Oh, yuck. Favourite sport to watch?
I don't like watching sport much, but probably soccer.
What is your signature dish to cook?
I cook it all the time, so it's got to be just cheese and Vegemite on toast.
How many times did you fail your driver's test?
I failed my L's once and got my P straight away.
What do you do when you get bored?
I seriously just watch TV.
Favourite TV show?
Lost.
Favourite colours?
Sky blue, light blue.
Favourite pizza topping?
It's definitely barbecue sauce.
Lover or fighter?
I'm a lover.
And any pets?
No pets.
Oh, ever had a pet?
Yes, I've had at one stage we had about 7 cats when I lived at home with them.
Oh.
Yeah.
7 cats.
Yeah, not that my mum's not the crazy cat lady.
Almost.
She has none now.
Marcus from Planet of the Series, thank you very much.
Yeah, all right.
That's impressive.
Your full name?
Christopher Glenn Collins.
Last film you saw?
Last film I saw was I Love You, Man.
Beef or chicken?
Beef.
Eye colour?
Brown. What I have?
What
I like?
What you have?
Brown.
What do you like in eye colour?
Brown.
If you could be any movie character, who would you be?
Movie character, I would be Spider-Man.
Prefer summer or winter?
Oh, I really like summer.
Cool.
But I like the clothes you get to wear in winter.
Okay. What colour are your bathroom towels?
In our bathroom, they're like browns and things, but I've got this orange, full-on fluoro orange one for some reason.
Nice. What time do you usually go to bed?
After midnight.
Last person you went to dinner with?
I think it was Mitch. Yeah.
Dream car?
Dream car is one of those ones like the Flintstones where you run.
Worst habit?
Worst habit is procrastinating.
Favourite ice cream flavour?
Have you ever had chocolate chili?
No.
It's cold and it's hot.
Whoa. What do you do when you get bored?
I go for a surf.
Very good. And the naughtiest thing you've ever done?
Whoa. this one time I didn't clean up after I cooked breakfast.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's yesterday.
That's terrible.
Ever done.
That is naughty.
Yesterday.
Chris from Planet of the Series, thank you very much.
Yeah,
right. Thanks for coming out.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.